In the summer of 1981, 12,000 air traffic controllers went on strike, and President Ronald Reagan made a decision.
They are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
And that's exactly what happened. Well, now it's the government that's facing a deadline. The thousands of replacement air traffic controllers it hired back then are now eligible to retire all at once. And they're leaving a lot faster than the FAA thought they would. As part of our week-long series on air travel, here's NPR's Kathleen Schock.
It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night, and McNally's Pub in St. Charles, Illinois, west of Chicago, is jammed with air traffic controllers, mostly middle-aged guys in blue jeans and black leather jackets, here for yet another retirement party.
Ray, if you don't mind, come on up here, please.
This time, it's Ray Gibbons.
I started October 18, 1982. The date's very easy to remember.
Because he was counting the days until his 25 years was up and he could retire. And the exact day he could, he did. His friends are all doing the same. Chris Rosetko's leaving in January.
I feel like the rats jumping off the Titanic. I mean, that's exactly what it feels like. It's terrible.
Last year, the FAA unilaterally imposed a new labor contract on controllers that slashed pay for new hires, froze pay for most old-timers, and clamped down on everything from what they wear to where they can get coffee. Rosetko and his friend Barry Anschel say this just made a bad situation worse.
What the FAA has done to the workforce in forgetting even that they're human beings has forced people out.
And it's a shame because I'm 47 years old. They could get another 9 years out of me.
Should the public worry? The FAA's Jim Washington says no. He says it's true that nearly 30% more controllers retired in the past year than the agency had predicted.
And so as a result of the increased attrition out of the controller workforce, we continue to adjust our hiring targets on a monthly basis. There's no shortage of people that are interested in being hired as air traffic controllers.
Still, there have been challenges in some places, he says.
We do have facilities which are not as healthily staffed as we would like them to be.
Is that the same as being understaffed?
Yes. And so we have taken measures to address those specific locations.
And he insists safety hasn't suffered.
We have just completed the safest 5-year period in aviation history in the United States.
That's true. Fatal accident rates in both commercial and private aviation are at record lows. Still, not everyone's so sanguine.
It could very well be the luck of the draw that you haven't had an accident.
John Golia is an aviation analyst and former member of the National Transportation Safety Board. He says new recruits should ideally start out in towers in small cities and work their way up to the more hectic ones.
But that's not the case. We have many new people coming into the New York region and in Chicago and Los Angeles. These are very busy places.
Training new recruits takes years. Experienced air traffic controllers are already stretched thin, he says, and mentoring the newcomers just adds to the burden. This echoes what the union's been saying. Patrick Foray's the president of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
We got controllers that are fatigued. We got them working longer times on position, longer work days, longer work weeks, less breaks in between, and operational errors are on the rise. We haven't had any major accidents. Well, all the signs are leading up to the fact that we're gonna.
The FAA hotly disputes this. It concedes that operational errors, instances where planes get too close together, were up last month. There were 4 serious mistakes in just the past couple of weeks. But overall, the FAA says operational errors are down. FAA officials say, in any case, the errors have nothing to do with staffing or fatigue. Be that as it may, the situation could get worse before it gets better. Thomas Llewellyn is one of the younger guys at the retirement party.
The retirement parties are more and more frequent. And the thing is, it's going to kill us is next year. There's tons of people that are leaving next year right after the first of the year.
Kathleen Schock, NPR News.